Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y'all, thank the good Lord. It is Friday. Today, the only thing you need to know is it is National Taco Day.
Yeah. Nice.
As I just ate a wrap from Starbucks that was cold and 2 days old, probably.
Oh, wait, you're not getting a taco with us today?
I mean, I am, but I totally forgot about it. I mean, I was hungry. I needed something.
How did you forget about it?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get a taco at like 5 a.m. like from anywhere.
Our favorite taco filling is what?
Like us personally or just nationally?
Yeah, you're never going to get it.
What is it nationally?
Carne asada.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by barbacoa, which, let me tell you, on Sundays at Valentina's, there is no greater thing in the whole wide world. It's only on Sundays, but it's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Growing up in a border town, like barbacoa was everyone's jam except mine.
Your deal?
No, which is bad because it's everyone else's jam and I want it to be mine.
Hard taco or soft taco? Guys?
Soft.
Soft, but it depends. You guys are going to make fun of me. But
Taco Bell when you're drinking.
That, yes. But Chipotle actually has really good crispy tacos. Yeah? Three of them in a basket. I kid you not.
All right, let me ask you this. The average hard taco fan, how many tacos do you think they eat a month?
Oh, man. I'm going to say 8 because I could eat 4 each time and I have tacos twice a month. Shell tacos.
Wow. That's impressive. 7.3 tacos a month is the average hard taco fan. So let me tell you, okay, this is you, Alex. You're right there. So you, the average taco fan, more likely to enjoy spicy food. That's you. More likely to be a dog person.
I don't have one, but if I had to have a pet, it would be a dog.
And more likely to say they're an extrovert.
Boom.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Figured me out by my taco preferences.
The average soft taco fan eats 6.9 tacos a month, is more likely to be a cat person, more likely to be a night owl, and more likely to be in a relationship.
Well, that's completely wrong, at least from Sarah. Sarah throws down soft tacos. At least with me from Taco Deli, and then but you don't like cats.
Mm. One more real quick question. What's better with tacos, a beer or a margarita?
Beer.
Oh, man, it depends.
It's a tough one, right?
Yeah, it depends, man. It really, really does.
I'm just not a margarita person, so beer.
Yeah, a Mexican beer, though. It has to be a Mexican beer. Like, I'm not going to have a Budweiser with a taco.
Margarita was a top answer.
Oh, it was.
I mean, I believe that.
All right. So where do we find tacos this morning, and where do we find a margarita?
Okay.
At 6 a.m.
Well, Baja Fresh has a buy one, get one coupon.
You just really throw out Baja Fresh?
I did. Okay. You can buy 2 free tacos at Jack in the Box if you join their loyalty club.
Are we going to go to Taco Deli?
Yeah, real tacos.
I'm telling you, we can get deals. I don't know any of those places. Long John Silver's has free fish and shrimp tacos.
Serious?
And Taco Bell has a fairly lame 4 taco gift box deal for
$5. Where's a good trailer we should go try this morning?
No, I got this. Ready? Yeah. Booker, Sarah and I would like Baja Fresh this morning. Can you tell us where Baja Fresh is? Where we can?
I don't know. You're going to have to Google. I've never been to Baja Fresh in my life. I'm just telling you who has deals. All right. Favorite taco in the city. Alex, go.
Taco Deli.
Sarah.
Taco Deli.
All right. Valentina's, hands down.
It's pretty damn good.
Valentina's taco is the best it gets.
Okay, so.
But I'm a Torchy's taco fan over Taco Deli. I don't dislike Taco Deli. I just think Torchy's is better.
So how about we get Valentina's this morning?
Let's do it. They open early.
Are we going to take a nap afterwards? Because
happy story up next. Hi.
Hey. Sarah.
Hi.
Well, first and foremost, we want to shout out to all the teachers. You know, if you listen to the show at all, that we are incredibly supportive of teachers. We love you. We appreciate everything you do. Tomorrow, World Teachers Day. What dumb decided that they were going to declare a Saturday?
Seriously.
World Teachers Day, I will never know.
Well, I'm sure next year won't be on a Saturday. You know, it rotates based off the date.
Yeah, but why don't you just make it the first Monday in October?
Yeah, that's what they should have done.
That's not how these days work, guys.
I know. Sometimes they do.
I mean, welcome to Thanksgiving.
Well, come on. That's Thanksgiving.
There's an 8-year-old near Knoxville named Daniel Hunt who lost all of his stuff in a fire last month, but his friends in third grade came up big for him. After it happened, they were all extra nice. They held doors for him, hung out with him at recess to take his mind off it. And the whole time, they somehow managed to keep this a secret. After the fire, they started planning a toy drive with their teacher.
Oh, of course, the teacher going the extra mile. Not only did they have to teach, but now she's doing a toy drive.
Then they surprised him with a mountain of new toys to replace the ones he lost. When he walked into class, they yelled, "Surprise!" And their desks were covered with board games, Legos, stuffed animals, a remote control car, and dozens of other toys. There's a video of it, and at first, it looks like he doesn't realize they're all for him. Then his teacher says they're his toys, and he asks the whole class for a group hug.
Aww.
His teacher says it's a great example of what a big heart he has. Most kids would have just ripped right into the toys, but he wanted a hug first. Most surprising about this is how you kept all those 8-year-olds from flapping their chops.
I know. I mean, but also they said this is for you. Most kids want to like play with it first and keep it. Like, this is the rarest video. Like, this is a rare thing of everything.
It's the unicorn of videos.
No, really. This, you got to see it.
We'll send it to you if you text happy to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you again to all the teachers and happy World Teachers Day.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
Today is National Taco Day. Surprised we're even working. This should be like a city holiday, right?
Seriously.
All of these facts about tacos are true, except one. Is it A, roughly translated, the word taco means light lunch? B, we have San Antonio to thank for bringing tacos to America? Or C, the first taco truck was started in Austin in 1966. Which one of those is not true?
Ooh, we've had taco trucks forever in Austin.
I bet it's not the taco truck. That's probably false.
You do think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would know that. I would know that.
The first taco truck was started in New York in 1966 by two housewives. And, how about that? We have San Antonio to thank. In 1905, when tacos first found their way to the United States, it was because Mexicans were starting to move into the United States thanks to the San Antonio Chili Queens. They opened their own food stand in the city, and the rest is history.
Shout out SA.
How about that?
That's awesome.
So that whole who's got better tacos, San Antonio or Austin thing, well, I guess I can lay claim to the fact that they have the OG tacos
for sure.
Yeah, even if they aren't the best, they could say like, hey, who started it? Uh-huh. Taco drop. Boom.
Yep.
Walk off.
Taco drop. Mystery movie.
All right. You might not know this right away, but if you're a big fan, then you will. So we'll find out how big a fan you are. Can you tell me the name of this movie?
So how did you guys meet?
It's really funny, actually. Like, I was not into him at first. He used to shoot spit wads at me in Spanish class, which is, like, so junior high.
Oh.
But then one night I was brushing out my hair when I got home, and I found this spit wad, but it was really a note, and it said, "What's up?" And I was like, that is so cute. And then I liked it.
The worst part of this movie.
All right, Alex, give it a shot.
I have no clue. It sounds sort of, again, I said yesterday, Drew Barrymore. No, I didn't say Drew Barrymore. It was Drew Barrymore yesterday.
Yeah.
But I said Anna Faris. Is it Anna Faris this time?
No, it's Taylor Swift talking to your son's namesake, Jacob from...
This is Twilight?
No, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, he wasn't into
it. But it's one of those movies...
Well, she wasn't talking to him at the time. He was just off...
About her.
Wait, Taylor Swift was in that movie?
Taylor Swift, Jennifer Garner, Jessica Biel, Ashton Kutcher. It's one of those movies where everybody's
in it. I knew everyone was, but I didn't know Taylor Swift.
She was.
Oh, wow.
Her character was just real obnoxious. I love her, but that character. Mm.
Taylor Swift was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and a couple of really fun things happened. I want to play it for you in case you missed it. He surprised Taylor with an amazing footage of her right after she had LASIK eye surgery. Listen to this. Pretty funny.
She found a snack.
It wasn't the one I wanted.
Still hopped up on the sauce.
Oh, you can't cry. That's not supposed to be what you're doing.
And I try to get this
okay,
one.
I'm going to get the other one for you.
But what do we do with this now?
I'll eat it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, it's fine. I don't need a head.
Okay, I'm crying. I'm fine.
Don't. You don't want to cry. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want to do.
Sometimes it's like, go your way.
Don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
Okay. Isn't that great?
It's fantastic.
Taylor Swift, by the way, this is so funny. Didn't even recognize her own song. Jimmy Fallon and Taylor played a Name That Tune style game, and Jimmy recognized her song Shake It Off before she even did.
This is worth 10,000 points. Whoever wins this wins the whole game.
Okay.
Ruth. Take it away whenever you're ready. Shake it off?
Yeah. I had a hard time, too.
I had no idea what that was.
I didn't either.
Wow.
Until, I mean, you told us. But okay. It took a little bit.
But... don't you think Taylor Swift should have figured it out? I mean,
if there's anyone that, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It's her song. Taylor
Swift.
She's kind of a big deal, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
What's she doing this weekend, Sarah?
She is the musical guest on Saturday Night Live with host Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
So what music is she going to perform? Do you want to know?
Let me guess. The Man? Is she going to perform The Man?
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. And then she's going to perform Lover.
Well, here's Taylor.
I'll probably do Lover.
Point at them? Ooh,
I'll right. do Lover, in, yes. but in a way that I haven't performed it yes. before, which... And then I'm going to do a song that I have never performed before at all, live.
Wow.
The Man.
Wow.
It's going to be The Man.
Look at Sarah.
I know.
If I was The Man.
Wow, look at you.
Me. I know about Taylor.
Here is another perfect example of how social media can get you in trouble. Now, the question here is whether or not she did the wrong thing or if her potential employer did the wrong thing. There is a story that's making national news all about a girl named Emily Clow. Emily is 24 and lives in Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was applying for an internship at a marketing company called Kick-Ass Masterminds. And what happened was awful. She posted, "I was objectified earlier today by a company because of a picture of me in a bikini. They claimed it made me an unprofessional." So what happened was this company took a screenshot of Emily in a bikini that was posted publicly on her Instagram page, and from the top down, her face is not in it, but her body is, the company said, "PSA, because I know some of you applicants are looking at this, do not share your social media with a potential employer if this is the kind of content on it. I'm looking for a professional marketer, not a bikini model. Go on with your bad self and do whatever in private, but this is not doing you any favors in finding a professional job." The question herein lies, who's wrong, and does she have a right to post bikini photos on her social media? Here's my thought,
yeah.
real quick, and then I'll let the female...
Yeah.
really break it down. I'm pretty sure this is not how she's going to show up to work. So what she does in her off time is really none of your damn business, except for the fact that she chose to make their business by posting it publicly on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it one bit.
Well, the employer is 100% in the wrong. I think that
that's
horrible to, yes, her head is chopped off, so other people don't know, but she knows. And I think that's inappropriate. If she really wanted to give her that feedback, that's feedback you can give her in the interview.
Right.
Now, Emily, there is nothing wrong, because your body is awesome, that you have all bikini photos. There's nothing wrong with that. But one thing that I think people like love to forget is that people judge you. They do. You know, they judge you maybe if you were full of tattoos, or they judge you based off what clothes you wear or what clothes you don't wear. It is how humans are. So there is a chance that because you do have all bikini photos, just like if you were underage drinking in every photo on your Instagram page, or you're like making out with a dude in every photo on your Instagram page. People now look at your Instagram pages and judge that as who you are, and they have also the right to maybe be turned off by it or turned on by it.
You know, it's so funny, like, that this company put her on blast like that. It's so unprofessional.
So unprofessional.
It's not even a thing of, like, it's just, it's unprofessional of a company to do that.
Yeah. Since this has happened, the company has deleted their Twitter. They've made their Instagram private. The website and LinkedIn have been deleted, and the personal information of the company's founder is now being circulated. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Is this bullying as well?
Yes. Okay, so here's what I was going to say. Here's the final umbrella topic about all of this. We're in this world where everybody's just trying to call out each other. You're wrong. I'm going to post you on social media. And then we fight back. You're wrong. I'm going to post you on social media. Y'all, just like stop. Like trying to call people out and find the one thing that they did that you don't find appropriate to try to get them in trouble for it.
But where's the fun in that?
But
come on.
That's true too.
I mean, this call out culture is just like, I'm over it.
But that is our way of retribution, right? Not everybody has a microphone. What everybody does have is the capability of social media.
It's true, but like, okay, so you feel really good in that 5 minutes that you posted on social media and you're the star of the day for one day or a 24-hour news cycle, and then what? Was it worth it?
Well, I'm guessing Emily will say yes because her 5 minutes is stretched into 15 minutes. This is what she has to say.
I don't ever think that you should post the applicant's personal pictures on your company Instagram and use it as an example. I know I would have worked so hard and been so productive and really put my all into this job, and they thought because I wore a bikini in a pool that I didn't have strong work ethic. My whole goal was to spark a conversation, and that's what it did.
The New York Post did a great article about this, and if you want to read it, just text Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, to 51993. We'll send it to you. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. This is Mix 94.7. Good morning.
His current record is 1,251 wins with just 114 losses this morning. Sarah and I are reading for Kristen. Kristen lives in Cedar Park, makes the commute to Round Rock, where she's a school teacher. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance,
Beast,
Booker!
Kristen!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, because we're going to play Can't Be Booker. So let me leave the room, and Sarah will quiz you with these five questions that she has written. She and Alex will be rooting you on. Whenever you're done, I'll come back in, answer the same five. It's really that easy.
Fantastic.
If you get more right than me, you're going to win these tickets to SeaWorld. So
yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
All right, Kristen, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, question number one. Alicia Silverstone is 43 years old today, but she will always be what character in the movie Clueless to me?
Cher.
Kelly Kapowski, she has a real name, it's Tiffany Thiessen, but Kelly Kapowski had no idea they were doing a Saved by the Bell revival, which is insane. Reboot, I guess is the technical word. What high school was Saved by the Bell set at?
Bayside High.
ACL starts today. Tomorrow and only tomorrow, you can see what actress slash singer currently starring in the movie Hustlers?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Justin Bieber recorded a song with Dan and Shay that is out today. Dan and Shay known for what genre of music?
Country.
And finally, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the winner of so many Emmys at the Emmys a couple of weeks ago, is hosting Saturday Night Live on Saturday. She is behind what show that I feel like so many people had never heard of before, and now they're like, what? I have to watch this. Fleabag, Russian Doll, or Barry?
I'm gonna go with Fleabag.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Okay. Booker!
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Ready.
She got four right.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That's very good.
Nice.
Very good.
Alicia Silverstone is 43 years old today.
Uh-huh.
I will always remember her as a teenager playing what character in Clueless?
Alongside the horrible wife, Stacey Dash, in, let's see, she was Cher.
Yes, that is correct. Kelly Kapowski, a.k.a. Tiffany Thiessen, had no idea they were doing a Saved by the Bell reboot. What high school is Saved by the Bell based at?
Bayside High.
Yes. ACL starts today. Tomorrow and only tomorrow, you can see what actress slash singer currently starring in the film Hustlers.
I'm going to, well, Lizzo's not right because she's in both weekends. But I'm going to say Lizzo.
Cardi B.
Cardi B is the one, yes.
Yeah, Cardi B. I couldn't say rapper. So I kind of said singer is a, you know.
She's not a singer, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's a performer.
She's a rapper.
Yeah.
You said rapper, then I would have said Cardi B.
Well, yeah, but then that's kind of just like handed it to you on the silver platter.
It's like me saying the famous actress Sarah Osbourne. You're not, an actress.
I did have an improv troupe. Where's Waldo? I did act in that.
Local actor.
Local actor.
Okay.
Anyway, Justin Bieber recorded a song with Dan and Shay, and it is out today. Dan and Shay are known for what genre of music?
Country music.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the winner of all those Emmys at the Emmys a couple of weeks ago, is hosting Saturday Night Live this week, and she is behind what show that I feel like so many people were like, what is that? I need to see it. I've never heard of it. Fleabag, Russian Doll, or Barry?
Fleabag.
Yes.
I'm five episodes in right now.
Good. Wait till you get to season two.
It's good.
Okay, good.
But the last episode I watched, she had just finished making out with the priest.
All right.
Wait. In season one?
Yeah.
I think you're watching season two.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, you need to. Yeah, you are 100%.
Are you serious?
Hey, way to spoil it for Sarah.
Oh, man.
You're watching season two.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%.
I thought it started from the beginning.
No, there's six. There's 12 episodes.
There's two seasons?
There's two seasons.
Oh, I would have never got into it if I know there was two seasons.
Sarah's going to fire up season two. She's like, damn you, Booker, for spoiling this.
There's two seasons,
oops,
six episodes each. 30 minutes long. Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm a lot farther along than I thought I was.
No. You gotta go back to the beginning.
That is awesome.
Booker, you got 4 out of 5.
Mm.
Well, it's a tie, and that's good because that means we both win.
Yay!
You're going to SeaWorld San Antonio, but you didn't beat me, so you have to say it.
Mm-hmm. This is Kristen in Cedar Park, and I can't beat Booker.
Yeah, good try, though. You did good.
Yeah, what's up?
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
SNL star Kenan Thompson is on a new diet. You can see more about it on his new kids show, Kenan and Kale.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Y'all, it's time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Andrew from Round Rock makes $145,000 a year as a chemical engineer. Now on the phone with us, it's Jeff in South Austin. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, hey,
hey. Hey.
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio to tell us how much money you make for a living. This could be fun. Thank you for sharing your salary. Y'all, Jeff sells computer chips. That sounds like a lot of money right there.
Yeah.
Right? Or are we being lambasted?
What's lambasted?
It means that, you know, he's trying to fool us by thinking he makes a lot of money, but he doesn't. Anything with computers is a great business to be in, right?
I'm glad you explained that, because I thought that was computer chip talk.
I know. I've never heard that word before in my life.
So, Jeff, here's the way it's going to work. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we're going to play a 3-minute song. We'll come back, and then we will guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. 60 seconds starts right now.
Where did you go to school?
Michigan State.
If you were going to, like, talk to an 8-year-old at a career day and you told him what you did, how would you explain it to an 8-year-old?
I love that.
It's a great question.
I would tell them that I buy and sell computer chips, and so when they crack open a computer and they see all of the little components inside, that's my bag.
Who do you sell them to, and who do you buy them from?
I buy them from a number of companies globally, and I sell to customers here in the States.
Are we talking about like IBM?
Or John Smith down the street?
Well, if we're talking about the customers, then we're talking about, you know, companies that build stuff that need these types of chips, not John Smith.
Not John, okay.
All right. Now, do you travel a lot for your job?
Ooh, good question.
No.
No travel.
He does everything online, bro. He's got all the computer chips needed.
That's true. Are you on your computer a lot?
Yes.
Did you sell yourself the chip? I don't even know what that means.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So, I have an idea.
Like, I really don't, because I don't even feel like we did a good job asking questions.
No, we didn't.
Sometimes, because sometimes it's like I don't even know what question to ask.
Dude, don't overthink it, man.
All right, Jeff in South Austin sells computer chips. So why don't you play along here and text your guess to 51993. Alex always grabs one of those guesses and makes it his own. Be sure to put your name on there and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Jeff shares here's his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Jeff from South Austin. He sells computer chips. What else do we learn, Sarah?
Well, we learned that he went to Michigan State, that he buys and sells computer chips, like you said, but if explaining to an eight-year-old, it's like when you crack open the computer and you see all the little things, it's that. he buys from companies globally, sells to customers here in the States, but like companies, not like John Smith. No travel, and he is on his computer a lot, which makes sense. I want to know if this job fulfills him, like what makes him like happy, like at the end of the day, like, oh yeah, have a good day.
You know what makes him happy? A big check.
Yeah. All right, Alex, let's start with you. Take a guess.
All right, Samantha texted in the 51993 saying that she has a friend that does something similar, and that friend makes around $120,000 a year.
All right, Sarah?
$92,000.
Wow. I'm going to go a little lower, guys. I'm going to be the low man on this totem pole, and I'm going to guess $78,000. So again, Alex with 120, Sarah 92,000, and I'm saying $78,000. Here we go. We've reached that point of the conversation. Jeff from South Austin, what is the number? How much are you making every year?
$325,000.
Whoa! Dude! Whoa! Brooke, you said $78,000.
Clearly, I have no idea, but y'all, so I gotta go because I'm applying to sell computer chips.
Yeah. We're so bad.
See ya! Holy crap!
So
man, well, thank you for selling those computer chips. Thank you for sharing your salary, Jeff. Any openings there at your job?
Hey, so I had somebody try to hire me away from my company, and they said, what would it take for you to make $100,000 a year? And I told them I'd have to stop working in April.
That's
so good. That is funny as hell.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947. I guarantee about 80% of people listening right now are Googling how to get a job selling computer chips. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.